According to the United Nations Development Programme's 2012 World Investment Report, Zimbabwe's foreign direct investment inflows in 2011 doubled to $387 million from $166 million in 2010. The UNDP report indicates that foreign direct investment in the country was lower than other nations in the Southern African Development Community region. For example, Mozambique registered FDI inflows of over $2 billion in the same period. And the 2012 World Bank Doing Business report attributes the low FDI inflows in Zimbabwe to some challenges being faced by the country, such as the 49 days it takes to start a new business, tough regulations in the granting of licenses and permits, and lack of clear policies for protecting investors. The report indicates that it normally takes at least 5 days or less in some nations to set up a business. Some economists say the country's indigenization program has forced most potential investors to withhold their funds because of the government's law compelling foreign-owned companies to transfer a 51% equity stake to local blacks. Independent economist Eric Block of Bulawayo claims that Zimbabwe has lost over $3 billion in potential investment in the past 2 years, mainly due to fears over the indigenization program.
Investors recognize the immense potential. They come, they do their detailed studies, they reach memorandum of understanding, but they don't follow through on that until they see what is going to happen, because they're so fearful that under the indigenization program, they'll have no security of investment.
Mr. Block adds that the situation is expected to persist until Zimbabwe has a democratically elected government.
I believe it will be done, but only post the elections, because at present the perception of some in government is that this is what is going to get them votes in the elections. But once the elections are over, I believe that there will be substantial modification, and we will start honouring the bilateral investment promotion and protection agreements, and we will scale down the indigenization and empowerment requirements and make them far less rigid, whilst at the same time incentivizing collaboration between foreign investors and locals.
Economist Rejoice Ngwenya of the Liberal Market Solutions agrees, saying the country has lost billions of dollars in potential investment following the launch of the Black Economic Empowerment Program.
If you look at our infrastructure, the railway needs about 10 billion, roads need about 14 billion. So you can literally calculate and say, you know, if we really wanted to take off, our economy would need close to about 30 to 40 billion. And that is the cost that we are losing now. That is the cost of this so-called, predatory indigenization.
For businessmen, Bulisani Ncube, foreign and local investors remain uncertain about the indigenization scheme and will withhold their funds until the political situation improves in the country.
Capital is timid by its very nature. And any investor is also worried in the sense that he has to be assured that if he puts his money, he isn't going to get a return on investment. But you then choose safe places to invest your money. And with the kind of policy in this country, definitely it becomes one of the unsafe places to invest your money.
And according to former Finance Minister Simba Makoni, who is also the leader of Mabambokosile Dawn Party, there is no empirical evidence linking Zimbabwe's lost investment opportunities to the indigenization program.
We should be doing it better, smarter, and cleverer. But I don't think we can give empirical evidence that Zimbabwe has lost 100 million, a billion, because of the concern that potential investors have. I know of people, Zimbabweans, who would like to invest here, who haven't invested here, not because of the Indigenization Act, because they are indigenous, but because of other deterrents, like the instability, the uncertainty in the market.
Mr. Makoni says there are many factors that are discouraging foreign direct investment. He argues that there are other nations with a high risk profile compared to Zimbabwe, where foreign businesses are booming.
Qualitatively and analytically, we can conclude that there are some people who are being deterred by the indigenization law, but probably not so much as of the law as the implementation, the unclarity, the density and lack of transparency in the implementation of the Indigenization Act. Those are deterrents which could have easily been done away with.
Some foreign-owned companies operating in Zimbabwe have forged partnerships with workers in order to comply with the Black Economic Empowerment Law. Indigenization Minister Xavier Kasukwere says such partnerships have boosted production and improved relations between management and workers in companies like soft drink manufacturer Schweppes Private Limited. Kasukwere says production has increased by almost 45% at Schweppes following the crafting of an employee share ownership scheme in which workers are expected to pay for shares over an unspecified number of years. More than 200 foreign-owned companies have so far submitted indigenization plans, and some of them have not yet been granted permission by the government to implement their proposals. Over 200 foreign-owned companies have so far submitted indigenization plans, and some of them have not yet been granted permission by the government to implement their proposals. The banking sector is resisting such moves, with Finance Minister Tendai Biti opposing the rolling out of the program in the sector. Mr. Biti says new players should be granted licenses in order to boost the economy. ZANU-PF aligned political analyst Psychology Mazibisa says banks should not be exempted from indigenization as Zimbabwe can no longer run an economy with a key sector in the hands of foreigners. A lot remains at stake as Zimbabwe prepares once again for crucial general elections this year. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., I am Kip Stube.